Oh, shoot. I'll do it in a preview.
So much, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. We wouldn't be moving according to his will if it wasn't for him. We wouldn't keep pressing forward if it wasn't for him. And those things that we have to grab hold of, because he needs to be everything. Everything. There's nothing that the world can offer that God has, like Pastor Ray said, there's nothing new under the sun. So he created everything for us in advance for where we're at. So it's no surprise that where you're at right now. God already knew. So he already prepared some things in advance for you to get through that situation. You know, Pastor Ray said he was in a holding pattern right now. And God got him in a holding pattern because some things he's prepared for him that has to be laid out. So when he gets to that area, he gets to there and be successful in it. Amen? You see, because God can't get the glory if you fail. He get the glory in your success. See, so if it's not happening now in your life, it's because you're not ready. So you got to look at that holding pattern that you're in and get prepared. Pastor Ray says this all the time. Don't be ready when it's your time. Be ready before it's your time. So it's right now that you need to get ready for when you land, so you can land safely. See, so he needs to be everything to us. Everything.
Yeah, like, I know he's everything to me.
You know, there was a time in my life where I fell short in that area. I thought I had to make it happen. But I thank God for my wife, because she told me, she said, look, you're going to fail. But my God will never fail me. And I thank God for that wisdom, that insight, because it led me to a state of maturity in my relationship with God. And I believe everybody here today is because they have become in that stage of maturity in their relationship with him.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, there's more to come.
Yes,
there's more to come.
We're getting audio?
That's what I'm hearing, but it's
let us pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to be here before these your people, Father God. Make my mouth as clay, Father God. Let nothing be of me but
So we got rid of the ones that came
let
out of
nothing
here.
That come out of my mouth fall to the ground. Let it be nurturing to the mind, body, and the spirit of your people that there. Can leave me full. Not of what I said, but of what you have spoken for their lives, Father God. Let them leave here with a renewed sense of purpose, a new insight of what you're calling them to do and to be, Father God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for my wife, my son, my family, who continues to lift and hold me up. And remind me of who God has called me to be, Father. I thank you for the leadership here at Harvest, the congregation who you've given me an opportunity to be a part of, Father God. I pray for each and every person here, those out there who's watching via Facebook and the different means that we've created, Father God, that they tuned in because they're looking for something in you, Lord. And I pray this day that we provide that for them, Father God. Use me. And with that, I give you thanks, give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name, let the house say amen. 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 Listen,
double check the audio to.
He said it. I like the video
of the stream.
And I have a video that I want to play to prepare us for the message that God has had me to bring forth.
And they did leave this whole system.
So, if you hold tight and tune into this video, and then we're going to get into this word. Amen?
Amen.
Earl, man. Thank you. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, Paul says, take a stand, withstand, and then stand in the evil day. And believe me, the battle for your soul begins in your mind. If Satan can control your thoughts, he'll control your destiny. Because I assure you, when Satan sees you walking down the road like this, he will totally destroy you. You can't possibly survive in your own strength. Why are so many Christians decimated right now? Why are they just absolutely falling out? Because they don't have the strength to endure. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Say that with me. Be strong in the Lord. That means put on this whole armor. Mixed up. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can get nothing from heaven without faith. Salvation comes by faith. Healing comes by faith. Peace, love, and joy come by faith. You are no match for the Prince of Darkness. But when you put on the whole armor of God, you are more than a conqueror. You can look the devil in the eye and say, let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Get out of my life, get out of my thoughts, get out of my marriage, get out of my home, get away from my children, get away from my health, the power, and the anointing of God are with me. And I am the conqueror.
When I started, I did see the green bouncing going up on the first one.
In nothing, be not terrified by your adversary. In nothing, be not terrified.
Maybe I can plug that Apple Watch. I don't know.
The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. The truth is not something. The truth is someone. That someone is Jesus Christ. And when you know him, you have the truth. And you walk in the truth. And you join the truth. And you rejoice with truth that is unspeakable and unshakable. Because Christ is the solid rock, the cornerstone, precious and direct in Zion. He's not trying to be truth. He is the truth. I want to put on the whole armor of God and come out fighting with fresh fire. That I can be counted worthy to be numbered among the New Testament saints.
Don't we have options to restart the computer?
And I was thinking maybe we got to back up with all of this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Ray just talked about that new covenant.
So go hit record.
This is where God needs to be everything in you. He needs to be everything to you. That's how you put on the full armor. Because you have to know him first. Because without knowing him, you can't put on the armor. You don't know how to cover yourself. Because if we knew how to cover ourselves, we wouldn't need it. But we need him. So we have to put time in to get to know him. Know how to use the armor that God has provided us. So we can win the race put before us. Family, these past few weeks, the last time I was up here, I spoke about due season. Due season. That the things that you've sown in throughout the year, those seeds that you've sown, those things that you've planted, You're looking for a harvest. You're looking for something to come from it. And it's coming. However, we have to be patient with it. Because just like Pastor Ray just spoke about, we're in a holding pattern. God is not going to give us something we're not ready for. And that's where we struggle at in our patience. Because we want it to happen when we want it to happen. But as I said before, God is not going to give you something that you're not ready for, because he can't get glorified in it if you fail. That's where his glory get in it. Through your success. And then Pastor Bruce came along and reminded us that it is finished. That the blood has been shed. That we no longer have to carry the baggage anymore.
Do we have an
of our past sins. Or even the errors of our shortcomings as we continue this walk of life. Because the blood has washed it away. And not because of ourselves. But because the grace and the love of God. That he wants us to fulfill the purpose that he intended from the beginning. He said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. So he already had a plan and a purpose. But he knew that we couldn't do it on our own. He sent many prophets through the Old Testament to give man insight. But just like none in us, we get through the storm and we go back to what we're comfortable with. And we fall back into that same pattern. So we had to do it a different way. And as Pastor Bruce said, it's finished. The blood has been shed. We no longer have to make sacrifices. The sacrifice has already been made. We just have to walk in his truth. Family. And then Pastor Bray, he came behind and said, now that it's finished, what will you do with it? And my question to you today, what will you do with this new grace that you have? You're here because you're looking for something more. If you could have figured it out on your own, it wouldn't have been a problem. But we knew we couldn't do it on our own, and we looked for something more. And as I said earlier in my prayer, I thank God for my wife, my family, my harvest family. But most of all, I thank God because he's everything. He's everything.
Yeah.
And family, so we're coming into a season.
Yeah, both of these are on.
Into a season.
Okay.
A season that we've never seen before.
You're gonna proclaim.
We never experienced before. We read about it in the Word. But now we're going to have to walk it out. And shameless plug, Pastor Bruce has this class going right now called The Last Days Survival Guide. And he's been sharing and preaching and speaking on this word here. And I recommend that you haven't attended this class, and my prayer is that we'll be able to get it on Facebook where people can join in. If you can't make it out, that you'll be able to be a part of it. Because we're in those last days. If you know the word, and I believe everybody here knows the word, we are experiencing the last days. So I recommend, if you don't grab hold of this book, if you don't get a hold of Pastor Bruce, be a part of his class on the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday. Be a part of that class. And because I was reading this book, God poured in my heart, he said, they need a word on how to face these difficult times ahead. How to face the difficult times ahead. And I don't believe it's ahead. I think we're in it. We see all the things that's happening around the world right now. We see the things that's going on. A couple of years ago, I shared a word that was reminding people that it's a time to store up, because it seemed like the world was giving out a whole lot of stuff, finance, opportunities, and we were in a time of abundance where things were just given away. And I said, we need to store up because a famine is coming. And family, I didn't even take heed to it fully myself. Because as we see right now, famine is here. Hard times are here. Prices are up. Chaos in the street. Uncertainty about what's next. And see, we don't know how long it's going to be. But God is saying we need to be prepared before the time comes, not when the time comes. See, Pastor Ray was speaking about those young ladies who was waiting for the king to come. My wife talked about this all the time. Who didn't have enough fluid to keep their candles lit. And they wanted other people to share what they got. And family, this is what's going to happen in the body of Christ. And that's why it's going to be important for us, the people who know God, to be prepared. Because this is where we're going to win souls. Because they're going to want to have what we have. They're going to want to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Because in spite of what may be going on in the world, there's going to be peace in the body of Christ. And not because of ourselves. Because we took on the mind of Christ. And we're walking in his purpose. Family, turn with me to James. Chapter 1, verse 12. See, because we've been called to a work. The body of Christ been called for a purpose. And Pastor Ray taught, he said this new covenant that we have to be walking in. So when people see us, they're going to desire what we have. And it starts off, and I'm coming out of the Amplified. And it says, blessed, happy, spiritually prosperous, favored by God is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. For when he has passed the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Who he promised it to? Those who love him. So you can't be double-minded. He said, let no one say when he is tempted, I'm being tempted by God. For temptation does not originate from God, but from your own flaws, from our own flaws. For God cannot be tempted by what is evil. And he himself tempts no one. But each one is tempted when he is dragged away, enticed and baited to commit sin by his own worldly desires, lusts, passions. Then when the illicit desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when the sin has run its course, it gives birth to death. Do not be misled, my beloved brothers and sisters. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of light, the creator, the sustainer of the heavens, in whom there is no variation, no rising or setting or shadow cast by his turning, for he is perfect and never changes. It was of his own will that he gave us birth as his children by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creatures, a prime example of what he created to be set apart to himself, sanctified, made holy for his divine purpose. Family, we need to be thanking God. He set you apart for his divine purpose. See, but there's a tempter out there.
Come on.
And he resides in us. Based off of the power that we give him. The power we give him. See, he don't have no power but what you give him. Because he's already been defeated. The word tells us it's finished. The blood has been shed. But too often, we fall victim to our own desires. See, when God is everything, nothing else supersedes it. Our faith, our money, our family, our covering, everything is in him. And see, the world wants us chasing after it. See, we're dealing with it right now. And it's not about politics, it's about life. We putting our faith in elephants and donkeys, and God saying, I'm everything. Kamala is still man. Trump is still man. Just like us, they got flaws too. What makes them better? Nothing. I don't hear none of them saying God is everything to me. They telling us that they can fix your problem. But what happens to when they're tempted? See, if God is not the foundation of themselves, they bound to fail too. So everything should be in God. That's where our trust should be. And we got to honor who comes in the house. Yes. Because God will use anybody. He used the donkey. See, and sometimes we might have to go through some hardships. We read in scriptures. God had to put some evil leaders in place when the children of God fell from them. And right now we can look at the United States and we've fallen from God. See, we don't know what truth is. We got a whole bunch of uncertainty. It's divisions in households right now. Based on who's going to be better. But God is what's better. That's when we got to have our foundation. And that's what I'm here to tell you. We got to be ready for the hard times to come. The word tells us. Family, we are in a pivotal time in our walk with Christ because there is a shift happening in what is truth according to the world. But as we often share here at Harvest, there is only one truth, and that is the Word of God. And that has to be the foundation. As I was looking at the climate of our time, I thought about the book Pastor Bruce shared with us, The Last Days Survival Guide by Rick Ryan. And as I said, if you haven't read it or been a part of his class, you need to be a part of it. Because there's difficult times ahead. And that's the title of my message. How to face the difficult times ahead. How to face the difficult times ahead. And see, scriptures give us insight on how to do it. It's not a surprise to the children of God. See, but there's so much deception in the world. That if you don't know this word for yourself, you will be confused and caught up. And the world tells us it's going to happen. We see it. People who say they love God following the world. It says here, hallelujah. We just heard it in James. And I can tell you, I grew in my faith and walk with God in troubled times more than when it was good. When it was troubled times, I didn't have nothing else to do but to rely on God. And too often when good times come, we go back to what we're comfortable in. Then when trouble times show up, we know who to turn to. And this is what we're facing now. We're going to walk into some hard times. And if you don't know God for yourself, you're going to be duped. You're going to miss God. And God has brought me here today to help equip the body of Christ so we can be ready before our time, not when it's our time. You see, when things are good, we can get complacent. But when things are uncertain, forgive me, that's somebody who wants to be in church. Hallelujah. As I was saying, we can get complacent when things are good. But in uncertain times, we turn to something higher, to a source higher than ourselves. And we are headed into those times. And no, as I said before, we're not headed into them. We've been in them. We've been in them for quite some time now. And what happens is, because things get a little better, we become complacent again. And now we see uncertainty, rumors of war, all these things happening around us. And now everybody getting nervous and saying, oh, we got to do something now. No, it should have been done before. It shouldn't be a surprise of the direction we're headed. We've seen it coming. But instead of us dealing with it and coming in front of it, Pastor been talking about this. Instead of us coming in front of it, we allow it to continue in its trajectory until we got to deal with it head on. And this is where we got to be better prepared as the body of Christ. We have power and authority. God has given it to us. And if we're standing on truth, nothing can stand against us. And see, that's where that boldness has to come in. When you're standing on truth, you don't have to worry about the enemy. It don't matter how many people who stand with him. And see, that's where the enemy gets us duped at. Because he got us fearing the repercussions. And see, that's the part where we don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear persecution. He told us we're going to get persecuted because of our love for Christ. So you better be prepared for it. You better be prepared for it. It's going to happen. See, we got freedom now to speak God's word, but persecution is coming. The word tells us that. We've seen it happen. We see it happening now. Maybe not in the United States, but it's happening around the world. So what makes you think it can't happen here? We're dealing with a whole bunch of untruths right now. We got to stand on the foundation of God's word, family. I spoke about that when God spoke to me some time ago about storing up and being prepared, man, I'm telling you, store up. Store up right now. Get prepared. Not just for ourselves, but the future. Because we don't know when that time is going to come. But we got to prepare our children for what's to come. To know the word for themselves so they can have the armor to stand on. That's why I thank God for harvest, because we're able to give these kids a foundation in God's word. It's going to be important for this time to come. See, they're taking books out of school. Who said they won't take this book out? But they can't take it off your heart. And that's why you got to know the word for yourself. See? Thank you, Lord. He's given us the Holy Spirit for a reason. Because we might not have this book. So he's going to have to speak to us in other ways. But that comes through relationship. So if you don't know him, you won't know his voice. So the more you know him, the more you will recognize his voice when he's speaking to you. Family, As I said, these are difficult times that we will face, where the testing of our faith will propel God's people to seek him out the more. This pivotal time in the body of Christ, I want to take you to a scripture. I got to take you to a scripture. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. And he starts out with, but. And I had to go back. And if you go back in the scriptures, he has but there a couple of times. But when it started, he talked about those who honor and those who dishonor. And that's where the but come in. See, and this is the stage that we're at right now. Because we're confused. The world is confused about those who honor and dishonor. You know, and because, see, people put on a presentation of honor, but they have no honor in them. You know, and that's the part where we got to be mindful of. Let's go to the word. And it says, but understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come. Difficult days will be hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self. I'm going to say that again. People will be lovers of self. And he describes them. Narcissistic. Self-focused. Lovers of money. Impelled with greed. Boastful. Arrogant. Reckless. Disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. And they will be, what he reminds us of, love is the greatest thing. And he said, they will be unloving. The void of natural human affection. Callous and inhumane. Family, I don't know how many of you open a newspaper, turn on the news, and you can see some horrific things happening in the world. I'm not talking about in other countries. I'm talking about right here. Parents killing children. Children killing parents. You talking about unloving. The very thing that gave birth to you or you gave birth, you are taking out. And we see it every day. We're hearing about it. This should not be a surprise to the children of God who know his word. However, God has equipped us where we can make a change where he purposed us at. But it's up to us to speak out and step up. It's up to us. There was a time that we covered the children. I was covered growing up. It didn't have to be my mother. The community covered me. And we become so afraid of men that we allow wickedness to reign. And we don't speak truth to it. Because we're worried about what's going to come back at us. We allow it to happen. And that's when we got to change it. We got to step up for truth. With boldness. Family, this time that we're living in right now, there is so much uncertainty. But one thing I'm certain of, and one thing you could be certain of, our God is alive and well. Our God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. There's lives connected to your purpose. And I'm telling you, through these hard times that the world that we're going to face, God has equipped us to withstand and overcome it. And that's how we're going to win people to the body of Christ. Because they're going to see us standing up and standing out in spite of. And that's going to be important in these days to come. These years to come. Family. My prayer is that when we leave here today, that we're removing those things that can hinder us from being the true blessing that God has called us to be in the body of Christ. You know, I get excited when I come to work. And believe me, I don't start up that way every day. I get up sometimes and want to hit that alarm and say, let me rest a little bit longer. But when I get here and I see the smiles on the kids' face and they say, Pastor Rob, good morning. And I get an opportunity to greet the parents and to speak into the kids' lives and to share and encourage them. It brings a new excitement, a new vigor in my spirit. Because it's a difference being done. See, we don't know how many of these children or even the people you meet at work are coming from stressful situations where they may have been wanting to give up or just saying, why me? That was me as a young man growing up in a drug home. When my mom dealt with drugs, I was in drugs. When there was so much uncertainty, and I sought out the world for comfort. But I found a new comfort. I found new peace in my relationship with God. And that's what I want to give to them. That's what God is calling you to give to them. There's people that only you can touch. Ray won't be able to touch him. I won't be able to. Pastor Bruce won't be able to touch him. You are called to touch them. And that's why it's going to be important for us to be who God has called us to be, standing strong with purpose and conviction on God's truth. Family, the true blessings of God, we are really going to have to battle. In spiritual warfare, spiritual warfare, family, I'm making a distinction because it's not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. See, I was a victim because I didn't know who I was. And I allowed the spirit of the world to entice me. See, God never tempts. It's our desires that move us in that direction. And that's why we got to be a different choice. We got to give them alternatives. That's what the body of Christ is to be called to do. See, God, Christ won them over because he gave them an alternative. The disciples won them over because he gave them alternatives. We're going to win them over if we give them alternatives. We got to show them something different. We can't just be talking about it. See, faith without works is dead. You got to put it into action. Pastor Ray talking about that now. In order for us to make a difference, he said, you're not going to see him where he was this year, next year. And that's the same thing we all should be saying. But the only way that's going to happen, your faith has to be in action. And see, God has called each and every one of us for a purpose and a reason. And everybody's purpose and reason is different. But however, it's for the glory of God and the kingdom of God. And if we operate on that truth, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. I'm here now, being able to speak before you as a young man who was 19, in prison for 13 years, coming home at 32 years old. Never had no real training, no real understanding of life itself. But God, being everything, he can change your situation. He changed Saul to Paul.
Hallelujah.
Family. This spiritual warfare. God wants us to be. Get away from the desires of the flesh and man, because it's going to show itself. And the key is going to be how we respond to it. Because as these hard times come, we're going to be confronted with it. Because the enemy is going to test, are you really who you say you are? He's going to test you more than ever. You see it in the church. It's confusion in the church right now. And that's why you have to know God for yourself, not based on what anybody else say. I don't care if it's coming from the pulpit or your household. You got to know them for yourself so you can recognize truth when you hear it. Pastor Ray tells us all the time, look, make sure you're backing it up by two or three scriptures. So there's no uncertainty. There's no uncertainty in God. None in His Word. We're talking about scripture that was written over 2,000 years ago that's speaking truth to right now. Man couldn't do that in himself. It only could be through the Holy Spirit. And family, that same Spirit is here with you now. For those who know and love Him. So you can discern and recognize truth when you hear it. He tells you to run away from it. Run away from the evildoers. Family, how we respond to will be the reason why souls will be won. I want you to put on your armor and get ready for battle. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Not you being right, but right standing with God. Not you being right, but right standing with God. Then grab hold of the belt of truth. There is only one truth, and that belt will hold up your righteousness, your breastplate. Then you put on the shoes of the gospel, the word of God, the firm foundation. The firm foundation. Then you put on the helmet of salvation. That will protect your mind from the outside noise, knowing that in Him we live and move and exist. Then you grab your shield of faith that will give you cover in the pits and the valleys against every fiery dart. Notice, not some, every fiery dart. See, because we got to get ready in these hard times because they're going to be shooting at you. They're going to be coming at you from all directions. But God said, if you got your shield of faith, it will cover every fiery dart. And then grab the only offensive piece of armor, the sword of the Spirit. See, when you're in relationship with God, your sword is always out in front. See, but the key is knowing you got a sword. Right. See, the knowing comes from relationship. So you can hear it as it's walking out in front of you. It's moving before you. It's preparing you. This weapon is out in front of you, clearing your path. So that we can move purposely in prayer that keeps us in covenant with God. See, we can't forget about the prayer. See, because He knows where we're at. But he ain't going to go against your will. So you got to seek him out in prayer and covenant relationship. That's what the blood was shed for. So we can have covenant relationship. And today, I want to have your back. And I want you to have mine. So I want you to take out your sword. And I want you to come up to the altar. I want you to come up to the altar. Who got my back? Come to the altar. Because I want to show you something. And I want us to be back to back, back to each other back. When we're covering each other with our swords out in front. Let's stand back to back. And I want to show you something. And as we're back to back, with our swords out in front of us, there's nothing that can get to us. We are covered on all sides. And this is what God wants the kingdom of God to be. The enemy has no way in. And we can cover territory as we move forward. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your word. We are here now today, Father God, with our full armor on, taking a stand for who you called us to be, taking the territory that you called us to have. We will not allow the enemy to have none of your children, none of the territory that you've given the people of God. We will walk in your truth, carrying the mantle that you've given us to carry, to glorify you and purpose. Let the house say amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this word, Father God. We thank you for your covering, Lord. I ask that as we leave here today, we leave fully armored, Father. Where the enemy have no way in, but he also have no way out. Because we're taking him out. He don't have no place in our lives, in our homes, in our workplace. Wherever we stand, we declare victory. We're grabbing hold of those things that you purpose us to have. We're declaring it today. And we thank you, Lord, because we're nothing without you, but we're everything with you. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you.
Come on, let's give the Lord a round of applause right there. Hallelujah for an awesome word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can just tell you that so we know that difficult times exist, but you've just been empowered.
Yeah.
Which is what harvest is all about. Empowering people. You've just been empowered with the word of God. Not as opinion, but with the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God. That's how we face difficult times. So not only did he give us a word, he told you how to do it. And so there is no reason why any of us should leave out of here today not knowing what to do or how to do it.
That's right.
Because this is what harvest is all about. Empowering you.
Sure, thank you.
Get it in that word today. All I say to you is receive it. In Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I'm grateful. Thank you, Pastor Rob, for that word. There's nothing else to say to that, but it's just receive it. Because we've been empowered. You know, too long we talk about this stuff. We're no more talking. We're going to be ready to do something about it. So faith without works is dead. So we cleared it why we need the faith. Right? And here's what else I got to share this with y'all. I got to share this really quick. Sometimes we read in the scriptures, there's some war scenes that seem to be a little gruesome. Right? And we want to, as Christians, we want to be a little passive about it, not just say, But I want to tell you, God's saying having that integrity, and he showed it in his word, because he needs you to understand, you can play with this thing if you want. But if you don't do what he just said, take it out, it will come back. It will come back. And too often, the body of Christ in the church has not been taking some stuff out. It's time to take it out. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of him showing up and trying to come to my house. I'm tired of him messing with my children. I'm tired of him messing with my family. I'm tired of him messing with my finances. I'm tired of him coming to the school. I'm tired of messing with the parents. I'm tired of him messing with the students. I'm tired. So I'm going to do something about it. I'll pull my sword out and start cutting some stuff up. And this is not a time for me to be nice either. Somebody will say, well, Pastor, he wasn't nice about it. Nope, this is not a time to be nice. And I know this is true because I had to do something the other day. And somebody, they came to me and they said, what brought such a this urgent decision? I said, because I'm tired. And enough's enough. I'm not taking this no more. Because we don't have to. He finished it. We got to do the beginning piece with what he empowered us to do. So don't be afraid. I got to tell you, don't be afraid to use the sword. It's necessary. It's necessary in this next endeavor of our lives. It's necessary. Repent for your past and let's move into our future. You hear me? Repent for your past and let's move into your future. Okay? And you cannot be taught. Faith without works is dead. That means it's got to be action and belief together. Two part. And when you put, y'all remember the chemical chart, right? Take y'all back to school. So when you mix the two chemicals together, you have a reaction. Something has to happen. And it's happening right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm good now. Glory to God. Great, great word. Great word. I got to give a little bit of kudos. For me, it's been 20 years plus, right? And to speak into somebody's life and see it come to pass. There's nothing greater than that. All right? Just to see it come. I'm telling you. So I'm sitting there like, wow, God, look at this. Like, listen to this. And I'm excited about it because I'm excited for him. Right? Because I'm seeing God come to pass. Not me. And not what I did. So I'm not taking it. It's just exciting for me because I was there. That's right. When he opened it up and it did, none of it made sense. That's right. And to see it talking to him right now is so great. But I'm just saying, I need y'all to understand something. He did. It's for all of you too. That's what I need everybody to hear. I need that everybody to know that it's for you too. Okay, at whatever where God has you at.
That's right.
Amen. So this ministry, and I just shared with you, we are a teaching ministry. And I'm sharing with all the leaders that going coming getting into 2025, we got to gird up and get prepared to teach stronger and harder. I'm saying consistent truth. Now, I'm saying truth. There's a big difference because there's a lot of stuff going around in our world that they call truth.
Right.
Truth is true yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's truth. But if it's no longer true today, then it was only a fact. Let's not get them confused. So I want us to get to, you know, Lord, to prepare us for teaching and strength on the Word of God. So I'm just giving you a heads up where we're going. But I want to talk to you about a truth, you know, that he called us to. And one was through our finances. So we're going to get ready for our tithes and offering. Amen. This is the truth that he put in place, as he said to the church and to the people of God. He said, I want you to bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse. Now, I know that, you know, many people have issues, abuse this scripture and these words. I want to share